Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vava Kama, daf Nun. We left off yesterday, Memtes Amud Beis, at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the Amud. Today's share sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Leah Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Atzlacha for our soldiers and captives. It's also sponsored by Elisheva and Avishai Newman in honor of the birth of their grandson to Aliza and AJ Youngrice. And it's also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn Halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Nevensal, with an option for Smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new Limud beginning next week, learning Hilchas Bishul B'Shabbos. We thank all the sponsors very much for their sponsorship. So today is going to be all about Bar. We're going to encounter two Mishnayos, the first of which is the one on the bottom of Memtes Amud Beis we're going to start with, and that Mishnah is going to talk about the bar that we refer to in the Torah. Is that a bar which is dug in Rishus HaRabim? Is that a bar which is dug in Rishus HaYachid? Where does the mouth of the bar open up to? Does it open up to Rishus HaRabim? Does it open up to Rishus HaYachid? And which is the primary example of bar which is mentioned in the Torah when we say that you're chayav for digging a pit? Is it only in Rishus HaRabim? Is it only in Rishus HaYachid? Is it both? So we're going to see machlokes about that. The Gemara is then going to get a tiny bit of a break because there's going to be like a little smidge of Agadata toward the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph, and we are going to be told the story of Nechunya Chofer Shichin and what happened to his daughter, and then what happened to his son. The Gemara is going to learn some lessons from what happened to them, and then on Nun Amud Beis there's going to be another Mishnah which is going to tell us about the Chiyuv of Bar and the fact that a bar comes in all different shapes and sizes. And that discussion of the different shapes and sizes that a bar can come in is going to lead us to a discussion of what exactly the chiyuv of a bar arises from. In other words, when an animal falls into a pit, is the chiyuv on account of the havala, is the chiyuv on account of the hevel, the foul air which is in the middle of the pit, which is in the pit, or is the chiyuv on account of the chavata, or is the chiyuv on account of the impact with the ground that that the animal makes when it falls into the pit? So again, today all about bar. Yesterday we had about shor. Today's all about bar. So says the Mishnah, Memtes Amud Beis, toward the bottom of the Amud. Hachofer bar b'rishus hayachid. If a person digs a pit in the rishus hayachid, Upischol Rishus HaRabim, and the Pesach of the bar is in Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi points out that the Chiddush over here is that the person is going to be Chayiv even though the majority of the pit is in his own Rishus. And one would think that you're allowed to do whatever you want in your own Rishus, but says the Mishnah that if a person digs a pit in Rishus HaYachid, but the opening to the pit is in Rishus HaRabim, or if you dig the pit in Rishus HaRabim, but the opening of the pit is in Rishus HaYachid, and Rashi points out something very important that the Mishnah omits to mention, you were mafkir your Rishus so that people are allowed to walk there. And Rashi says the reason that we must be talking about a scenario where you're mafkir your Rishus is because otherwise, if you dig a pit in Rishus HaRabim, but the mouth of the pit is in Rishus HaYachid, if an animal falls into the pit and then the owner of the animal claims to you that you should be chayiv, you could turn around and say to the owner of the animal, what in the world was your animal doing on my property? So I'm not going to be chayiv if your animal was trespassing on my property. Says Rashi, we're talking about a scenario where you were mafkir the area in your Rishus near the mouth of the pit. So again, first case, the bar is in Rishus HaYachid, the mouth is in Rishus HaRabim. Second case, the bar is in Rishus HaRabim, the mouth is in Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid, a paschal, Rishus HaYachid, acher chayev. Or if it's in Rishus HaYachid, one Rishus HaYachid, and the mouth of the pit is another Rishus HaYachid, then you're going to be chayev in all of these cases. This last case is a little bit confusing. Because what are we talking about where the pit is in two different Rishus HaYachids? In other words, we had said the only time you're going to be chayiv for, the only time you will potentially be chayiv for a bar that's in Rishus HaYachid is if you were mafkir the area outside the mouth of the pit, and therefore you, the property owner, won't be able to tell the owner of the animal that's damaged, you were trespassing, and therefore I'm not liable for whatever damage it was incurred by your ox when your ox was trespassing on my property. Now the problem is, if I dig a pit in my Rishus, and it opens up in your Rishus, And the only way that I'm going to be chayiv is if I was mafkir the area around the opening of the rishus. I don't have the ability to be mafkir an area in your rishus, where the mouth of the bar is. So says Tosfos, we're not talking about a situation where the two rishus ayachas are owned by two different people. We're talking about a case where the rishus ayachas were owned by the same person. So, in other words, I own two adjacent properties. So I dig the bar on near the edge of one of the properties. The mouth is in the other property. And I'm mafkir the area around the rishus ayachid, so that then I'm going to be chayiv if an animal falls into the pit. So Tosfos says basically this is like a fancy way of saying the bar is in rishus ayachid, but you were mafkir the area, near the opening of the pit. Okay, so in all those cases, says the Mishnah, you are going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara now as follows. So Tana Rabbanan. Hachofer bar b'rishos hayachid. If a person digs a pit in the rishos hayachid, upischol l'rishos harabim, and it opens up into the rishos harabim, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv, v'zehu bar omer b'torah. And this is the bar which is mentioned in the Torah, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael's, that is Rabbi Yishmael's shita. And we're going to see in the Gemara on Nun Amud Aleph what exactly this means. Zeh bar omer b'torah. But let's hold the thought. So Rabbi Shmuel says, again, the pits in Rishos HaYachid, the mouth of the pits in Rishos HaRabim, you're going to be chayiv. That's the prototypical bar that the Chumash mentions. Rabbi Kiva omer, hifkir Rishusa v'lo hifkir boro. If you were mafkir the Rishos around the bar, but you weren't mafkir the bar, zeh bar omer b'torah. That's the example of the pit which is written in the Torah. Why? Because the Torah ascribes chiyuv, ascribes liability to a scenario where you own the pit. So the only time you're going to be liable is if you own the pit. The problem is, if you own the pit and you also own the surrounding area around the pit, then you could say to a trespasser, I'm not chayav for any damage incurred by your ox because your ox was trespassing. Elamai, says Rabbi Akiva, we've got to be talking about a case where I own the pit, but I was mafkir the area outside the pit. So nobody's trespassing when they go to the pit because I was mafkir that area, but it's my liability because I own the pit. So Amar Rabba, so says Rabba, Bebar b'rishos harabim, by a bar that's in rishos harabim, let's say I go into Hungry Harbor Road and I dig a pit. So kuliyama lo pligi demechayev, everybody agrees that you're going to be chayev there. My taima, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, if a person opens up a pit and if a person digs a pit. And the Torah uses both of those lashonos. So the Gemara just says that it's sort of obvious, right? If I incur liability for simply uncovering an existing pit, then certainly if I'm creating the hezek, if I'm creating the pit, I'm certainly going to be chayiv. So ela shall iske psicha val iske kriya ba'alo. So elamai, what it comes to teach me is that the reason, in other words, my only shaychus with this pit is that I dug it. I don't own it because I don't own anything in Rishos HaRabim. But simply by digging it, that is enough. Tosfos just points out over here, interestingly, the bottom Tosfos on the Yomid, it says, "B'mechilta namrinan mikan she'ein onshin min adin." From the Mechilta, we bring a raya that ein onshin min adin, because I could have said, right, the Gemara says, what I could have said is if I'm chaya for uncovering a pit, alachas kama v'kama, I'm going to be chaya for digging a pit. Elamai, why does it have to tell me that I'm digging a pit? Tosfos says, all right, we make a nice drasha, but the real reason is that ein onshin min adin, because I wouldn't have known that I'm chayiv for digging a pit, even though the Torah expressly imposes liability when I uncover a pit, because ein onshin min adin. We've seen this a couple of times in recent dafim. The reason that ein onshin min adin is because we have to make sure that the onesh that we're giving is commensurate with the infraction, so that it's sufficient to grant a kapara, and we can't play around with whether an onesh is going to be sufficient to grant a kapara, because if we guess wrong, then we just impose a punishment on somebody for no reason. And so says this is a raya, they don't own shemin adin. Says the Gemara fighter, lo nechlaku, they argue, in other words, everybody agrees, the baseline is, bar b'rishos harabim, everybody agrees that you're going to be chayev, because the pasuk says, ki yiftach v'chiyichre, you're chayev even in a scenario where the only connection that you have with the pit is that you dug it, you don't own the pit, you don't own the area around the pit, That's Rishos HaRabim. Lonechleku ela babar b'rishoso. They argue about a bar in his own Rishos. Rabbi Kiva savar bar b'rishoso nami chayev. Rabbi Kiva says that you're also chayev by a bar in your own Rishos. Tachsiv bal habar, that it says in the pasuk bal habar yishalem. So what does it mean, balabar? If the bar is in Rishos HaRabim, how am I called the balabar? I don't own Rishos HaRabim. Elamai, when the pasuk says balabar yishalem, it's obviously talking about a bar which is in my own Rishos. So says the Gemara, so d'islei balabar. So bar d'islei balim. It's got to be a bar d'islei balim, kamar rachmana. Rabbi Shmuel savar balatakala. And Rabbi Shmuel says that, no. When it says balabar yishalem, it doesn't actually mean that the pit is dug on private property. Rather, Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're only chaya for a bar b'rishos HaRabim. When it says balabar yishalem, it means the owner of the obstacle has to pay, but not the owner of the bar. There's no such thing as a bar. There's no such thing as chiyav for a bar which is in your own, which is in your own rishos. Now, says Rashi, says if you look in the top Rashi, it says uliolam b'rishos HaRabim aval b'rishoso afal pisha hifkir potter. Even if he was mafkir his rishos, he's going to be potter kedefrishes. Hay denokat velo hifkir boro dim hifkir av boro who lay havibor b'rishos HaRabim. In other words, says Rashi, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not chayev if it's in your rishos, even if you were mafkir your own rishos. But what if I was mafkir my rishos and my bor? Ah, says Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel would now say that I'm chayev. Why? Because if a mafkir my rishos and my bar, I've turned it into a rishos harabim, and Rabbi Shmuel agrees at a bar that you're going to be chayav for a bar rishos harabim. So says the Gemara, okay, alamayze bar amr b'torah, the Kama Rabbi Kiva. What is the prototypical bar amr b'torah that Rabbi Kiva is mentioning? Zeo bar shapasach bo akos of tchila l'tashlumen. That's the bar that the Torah talks about when it comes to tashlumen. And Rashi points out when it comes to tashlumen, it says bal habor yishalem, which is mashma, that the bar has an owner. There were two times that the Torah talks about a bar. One which we saw in Mem Tes Amud Beis, the other which we just saw on the top of Nun Amud Aleph. Mem Tes Amud Beis, it says, Chi yiftach v'chi yichre. That's talking about a bar b'rishos HaRabim, because the Gemara Darshan, that the only connection you have with a pit is that you dug it, meaning it's not on your rishos. However, when it comes to tashlumin, balabor yishalem implies that there is a balabor, meaning that it is in your rishos. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, "Bavar b'rishos yechad kuli amalo pligi." No. The machlokas about between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is not whether you are going to impose liability for a bar b'rishos hayachid or not. Where Rabbi Kiva says, "Yes, you're chayav for a bar b'rishos hayachid." Rabbi Shmuel says, "No, you're not chayav for a bar b'rishos hayachid. It's only b'rishos harabim." Rav Yosef says, "No, bavar b'rishos yechad kuli amalo pligi demechayev." Everybody agrees that you're going to be chayav for a bar that's in your own rishos. My taima, balabor amar rachmana, because the Torah says balabor yishalem, and that's a bar that which is in your rishos. Bebor dislei baile maskinan, and the Torah expressly says that you're going to be chayav for that. Ki pligi bebor rishos harabim. So a novel explanation of Rav Yosef that there is actually an argument. There's a machlokes in a bar rishos harabim. Rabbi Shmuel Sovar bar b'rishos HaRabim nami chayev. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that a bar b'rishos HaRabim you're also nami chayev. D'chsev ki yiftach v'chi yichre, because that's the case in the Torah. Im ala psicha chayev ala kriya l'kol shkein. It doesn't have to tell me if I open it and I dig it. If I'm chayev for opening it, surely I'm going to be chayev for digging it. Elash aliskei psicha v'aliskei kriya b'olo. Ah, we're talking about a bar where my only shaykhus to the bar is that I've dug it, meaning it's in rishos HaRabim. So according to Rav Yosef, everybody agrees that you're chayev in rishos HaYachid. Rabbi Shmuel says that you're even going to be chayev in rishos HaRabim. Rav Akiva hanamitzrach tzrichi. And Rav Akiva says, no. Ki yiftach v'chi yichre doesn't come to teach me that I'm chayev even for a bar b'rishos HaRabim, but I need this to teach me another halacha. In other words, Tos and Rashi points out over here, hani mitzrach tzrichi ula olam b'rishos hayachid v'hifke rishusov lo boro da'avile mamono shehizek chayev mishim dekrina le balabor aval b'rishos HaRabim de la mamono hu depater. Says Rabbi Kiva, no, I need kiyiftach v'chiyichra for another drasha. The only case I'm going to be chayev is where the bar is in my rishos and I was mafker the area outside the bar. But if it's in a rishos HaRabim mamish, I'm not going to be chayiv. What do we need to learn from the pasuk ki yiftach v'chi yichra according to Rabbi Akiva? Diksev rachmana ki yiftach. If it would only said ki yiftach, havamina poseach u'desagile b'kisui, I might have thought if you stam open up a pit, then it's enough to cover it, and then you're going to be absolved from liability. Kora lo sagi le b'kisui. However, if you actually dug it, it's not enough to put a lid over the pit. Ad tamle, maybe you're only going to be absolved from liability once you fill it up with dirt. And if the pasuk only would have taught me about a case of digging, havamina kriu deboy kisui, I might have thought that if you actually dig a pit, that's when you have to cover it up. Mishum davin maisa, because you actually did a physical act. Avol poseach lo avin maisa ema kisui nami laboy kamash malon. But if you stam take the lid off the pit, that's not really a malacha. That's not really an action. So I might think you don't even have to cover it. Kamash malon that you have to cover it in both cases. The Elamai Zebor Amr Betorah, the Kamar Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the case of Bor Amr Betorah that Rabbi Shmuel says? Zebor Shaposach Vakosav Tchila L'Nezikin. That's the bar that the Torah opens with for Nezikin, when it says, Ki Yiftach V'Chiyikre, i.e. a bar B'Shos HaRabim. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel says that you're chayef for a bar B'Shos HaYachad and B'Shos HaRabim. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says you're chayev only by a bar B'Shos HaYachid, not by a bar B'Shos HaRabim. So says the Gemara Meisvei. The Gemara has the kasha now. Hachofer bar B'Shos HaRabim, if a person digs a pit in B'Shos HaRabim, l'paskol B'Shos HaYachid, and the opening is in B'Shos HaYachid, potter, it is going to be potter, it is going to be potter. Why? And Rashi points out, im nafal derech piv. If the animal fell in through the mouth of the bar, sher brushuso, because it's in his rishus, the ksal kadaita chafilu hifka rishuso potter, and the havamin of the gemara is that even if you were mafker rishus, you're still going to be potter because the opening of the pits in rishus arab in rishus ayachid rather. Aval emniftecha kamira shakamar vechisa brushus arabim chayev daitana savar chiyuv adabar brushus arabim. However, if they fell through the roof of the pit, then you're going to be chayev because that's considered that you fell into the rishus arabim. Now, again, back in the Gemara, chofer bar b'shus harabim, m'peskol l'rishus ha'yachad potter. So a bar that's opening into rishus ha'yachad is going to be potter. V'afal pi she'enu rishoy lasos kain, l'fi she'enu sotchol al-tachas rishus harabim. Even though you're going to be potter, it's not a nice thing to make excavations underneath the public thoroughfare. So achofer boros shichinu ma'aros b'rishus ha'yachad. If a person digs all these types of trenches or pits in rishus ha'yachad, u'peskol rishus harabim, and opens them up into rishus harabim chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. V'achofer boros b'rishus ha'yachad asmucha l'rishus ha'rabim. And if a person digs a pit in his own rishus, which is close to the rishus ha'rabim, k'gon elu achofer l'ushin, like those who dig to make foundations, if they're going to build on their property, potter, then you're going to be putter, which is mashma, that you're allowed to dig a pit on your property near the property line, but only if you get a variance, right? Only if you're digging for construction purposes. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda mechayev ad sheyaseh mechitza. So Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda says, no, even if you're digging for a foundation, you're going to be chayev unless you make a little mechitza v'atzara tfachim between the pit and the, in other words, you have to make a retaining wall. O ad sheyarchik mimakam drisas ragli adam, mimakam drisas ragli beimar bo tfachim. Or you have to back up at least four tfachim from where people walk. So says the Gemara again, this is a case where you made a pit in your own rishus. You made it in rishus hayachid, samuch l'rishus harabim. And we said that you're going to be putter. So taima de pot, taima de l'ushin. The reason that you're putter is because that you made it for a foundation. Halav li'ushin chayiv. But if you made it not for a foundation, if you dug a pit on your property, and it's not for the purpose of a foundation, the mashmos of this drasha is that you would have been chayiv. Now who's the Mount Emmer who says that you're chayiv for a bar b'shus ha'yachid, in addition to a bar b'shus ha'rabim? So how money? Bishlam ala Rava, I understand. Bishlam ala Rava, I understand. According to Rava, Reisha, Rabbi Yishmael, the Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael because again, Rabbi Yishmael says that Rava said that everybody agrees that by a bar b'shus ha'rabim you're going to be chayiv. The machlokas is, are you going to be chayiv by a bar b'shus ha'yachid? Rabbi Yishmael says you're potter by a bar b'shus ha'yachid. The Seifa, Rabbi Kiva, and the Seifa who says that if you didn't make it for Ushin, then you're going to be chayiv is Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva says that you're chayiv for a bar b'shus ha'rabim, b'shus ha'yachid rather. Ela le Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, Bishlama Seifa Divrei Akol. Again, Rav Yosef was the one who says that everybody agrees that you're chaya by a barber shos hayachid. So the Seifa, where it says that if you dug in your property and it's not for the purpose of making a foundation, you're going to be chayiv. That's Divrei Akol, because everybody agrees that you're chayiv for a bar shos hayachid. Ela Reisha Mani, lo Rabbi Shmuel v'lo Rabbi Akiva. Everybody agreed that you're chayiv for a barber shos hayachid. So how can you tell me that I'm allowed to make a barber shos hayachid if I'm doing it to dig a foundation? Nobody ever said that I'm allowed to do it to dig a foundation. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva said that I'm always chayiv for a bar b'rishas hayachid. So I'm like Rav Yosef, kula divrei akol hi. No. It's all divrei akol. Reisha shelo hifker lo rishuso velo boro. The reason that I'm potter in the reisha is not because, oh, it's only because I dug it for a foundation. It's because I dug it in my property and I wasn't mafker my property. So if I'm not mafker my property, of course I'm going to be potter, because you have no business being on my property. So, but in the seifa is where I was mafkir my rishus, but not my bar, and therefore I'm going to be chayiv, because it's still considered my bar, but you're not considered to be trespassing when you come onto my rishus. Good. Says the Gemara now Vayter. So Amar Ravashi, Hashta du kimta l'Rav Yosef l'divrei akol. Now that we've established that according to Rav Yosef it's a divrei akol, l'Rabbanami lo tukma katanoi. You don't have to say that according to Rabba Tzemach Lokes between these two parts of this brisa, midereisha Rabbi Shmuel, from the fact that the reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you're potter by a barber shos hayachid, seifa nami Rabbi Shmuel. The seifa could also be Rabbi Shmuel. Now, v'taima delyushin. And the reason that you're going to be potter in the reisha is because you dug it for a foundation. Halav liushin. But if you dug it not for a foundation, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv, kagon de arve charvuchi, like you're stam widening an excavation near, like you're stam widening an excavation near Rishos Harabim. And Rashi points out that will allow you to dig near Rishos Harabim, but only if it's for the purpose of a foundation, not if you're stam excavating near Rishos Harabim. Says the Gemara Navaiter, Meisveya, Chofer bar Rishos Hayachid, Apostle Rishos Harabim. If you dig a pit in Rishos Hayachid, it opens up into Rishos Harabim, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Rishos Hayachid, Smukla Rishos Harabim, Potter. If you dig in Rishos Hayachid, close to the Rishos Harabim, then you are going to be Potter. Now, Rashi points out that when we talk about digging a pit in your Rishos, close to the Rishos Harabim, we're actually talking about where you dug a pit in the middle of your property, but after you dug the pit, you were mafkir a chelek of your Rishos, and therefore it's as if the Rishos Harabim is close to your property. So says the Gemara Bishlam al Rabba, I understand according to Rabba, Kula Rabbi Yishmali, everybody, this entire Brisa is going like Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says that you're chayiv for a barber shos harabim, you're potter for a barber shos hayachid. Therefore, if I dig a pit in my rishos and the opening is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I'm going to be chayiv. If I dig a pit in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in my rishos, or if I dig a pit in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the opening is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I'm going to be potter. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Elu Rabbi Yosef, but according to Rabbi Yosef, Bishlama Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, I understand the Reisha could be Rabbi Shmuel, because again, according to Rabbi Yosef, is the one everybody agrees that barber shos hayachid is chayiv. The machlokas is only, are you chayiv for a barber shos harabim? Rabbi Shmuel says yes, Rabbi Kiva said no. So the reisha of this brisa, which is talking about a barber shos harabim, is chayiv, is Rabbi Yishmael. But el seifa mani, love Rabbi Shmuel, but love Rabbi Kiva. But I thought, according to Rabbi Yosef, you were the one who told me that everybody agrees that a barber shos hayachid, you're going to be chayiv. So how can you tell me that barber shos hayachid, I'm going to be potter? It's neither Rabbi Yishmael, nor is it Rabbi Kiva. Samar lecha, b'chofer liyushim v'divrei akol. No, we're talking about chofer liyushim and divrei akol. In other words, ordinarily speaking, a barber shos hayachid you're going to be chayiv for. However, the Chachamim gave you a dispensation to dig in your rishus if the purpose of your rishus is to build a foundation. So you're not allowed to dig in rishus hayachid unless it's for the purpose of building a foundation. Okay, says the and therefore says the Pnei Yoshua, unlike what Rashi said earlier, that in the case of the pit in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which opens up into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where Rashi touched up that he digs it in the middle of his Rosh Hashanah, but he's mafkir the area near his bar, and that's why it's considered to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, says the Pnei Yeshua, no, because if you're digging it for a foundation and it's near Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're digging it near your property line, meaning you're actually digging the pit close to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay. Says the Gemara now Vayter. Tan Rabbanan at the two dots. Chafer upasach umasar l'rabim. Let's say you dug a pit and you opened it and then you gave it over to the rabim. So potter, then you are going to be potter, because you no longer own the bar. Now, the Yamshel Shlomo explains, well, what does that mean? I could stam go into the street and I could start digging potholes and I could give them over to the rabbim and then I'm going to be potter? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, no, it's only where there's some utility to the public from what I'm doing. Meaning, if you're digging this pit in a place where it's appropriate to have a cistern. In other words, it's not in the middle of the street. In the middle of the street, it's causing a hazard. You're going to give people flat tires if they go over your pothole. But we're talking about if you dig it on the side, which is a place that's roy for a cistern, and also we're not talking about a case where the people make a macha, where the people protest that you've dug this pit. It's like you're doing them a favor. You're digging in them a trough where their animals can drink. So chafer ha-pasach v'lom asur l'rabim. However, if you dig a pit and you don't give it to the rabbim, then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, because you own it. And so was the minigam, that he would be, he would dig pits, he would open them up, he would give them to the rabbim. And when the chachamim heard about this, that he was mekayim this halacha. Says the Gemara, halacha zu besulo, he was only mekayim this halacha, nechun yachofer bo reshich and amaros, he was a pretty good guy, so how could you say he was only mekayim this halacha? Eleima af halacha zu. No, what it means is, obviously, he did other mitzvahs and maisim tovim, it means he also fulfilled this halacha, he was also mekayim this halacha. All right, says the Gemara in Avaiter, Tana Rabbana, maisa bebito shel nechun yachofer shichin, shenuflu lebar gadol. There was a maisa with the daughter of nechun yachofer shichin that she fell into a large pit. So Bova Dios Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So they came and they alerted Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa that the daughter of Nechunya was in this pit, and you have to say tillum for her. You have to pray for her that she should survive. So Shar Rishona, so the first hour, meaning that the first hour when it was mistaber that she was still alive, because you could survive for a certain amount of time underwater, and therefore the Mefarshim explained that Shah doesn't literally mean an hour, because the Gemara is going to tell us about the first hour, the second hour, the third hour. Obviously, you can't survive for 3 hours underwater, but it means for the first period of time, Amar Lam Shalom, he said, don't worry, she's fine. Shnia Amar Lam Shalom, they came back to Rabbi Chanina again, and she said, don't worry, she's fine. Shlishis Amar Lam Ulsa. Third hour, he said, oh, she came up. Samar la mi helcha. So then they went and they found her, and she was talk on the side of the pit. She had come out. They said to her, who took you out of the pit? Amar lahem. So she said to them as follows, Zachar shal rechelem nizdam in li, that I saw a male sheep, v'zakein echad manhigo, and a certain zakein was leading the sheep. Rashi points out that the sheep was the ayel shal Yitzchak, was the ram of Yitzchak from the Akedah. The zakein echad was Avram Avinu, who had taken Yitzchak to the Akedah. Amar lo, and they said to him, Naviyata, wow, you're a Navi. You had a Navua that some random old man came and took Nechunya's daughter out of the pit. Amar lam, so he said, no, lo Navi Anochi, velo ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi, nor am I a ben Navi. Ella kachamarti, but this is what I said. Davar sha'osa tzadik mitztarbo. Davka the thing that this tzadik, Nechunya chofer boroshich and amaros, goes out of his way to make sure that the public is going to have drinking water when they're ola l'regel. So davka that thing, Yichoshel Bozaro, his offspring, his daughter, is going to die in a pit, which is exactly the great mitzvah that he performed on behalf of all of the ola regel. His daughter is going to die. Wouldn't happen. So Amar Rabbi Acha, Afal Pikein, Meis Beno Betzama. So the interesting thing is, nonetheless, his son died of thirst. Shenemar V'Svivosav Nishara Ma'od. That his surroundings are very turbulent. That for those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek, even kuchot asayra, and therefore he judges with midas adin when he expects a lot from people. Rav Nechunya Omar Mehacha, Rav Nechunya says that he darshans from the following pasuk, that it says, El kel narot besod kadoshim rabba, that he's dreaded in the council. The Noral calls Svivav, and there's a great fear from all those who are around him. So Tosfos just over here points out that it's interesting because Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was so convinced that there was no way that Nechunya's daughter would die in a pit, yet the Gemara then literally the next line told us that his son died from hunger. So Nechunya's life mission was to make sure everybody had what to drink. So if he was so sure that his kids wouldn't be nichshol in that which he went out of his way to perform a mitzvah, why is it that his son died from hunger? Says Tosfos, Vim Tomer, Akati Minoleha, Meis Vino Betsama, Veishlomer, the Mikoma, Ba'osa Dover Asma Lohoya Roy Lichoshel. In other words, yeah, his son died from hunger, but his son didn't die in a pit, right? In a pit is exactly the Misa that he used to do. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Chanina, says Rav Chanina, Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran, anybody who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, is Yivasru Chayev, he's going to have to give up on his life. Says Rashi, what do you mean anybody who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, it does a bad thing? Don't we say like about a million times during the Yom HaNarom over Al Pesha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does overlook sin? Yeah, Rashi says, yes, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks sin, but it means anybody who goes into any confrontation with Avera saying, I'm going to do the Avera because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive me anyway, and always behaves like that, that's the type of guy who's not a good guy. So Shenemar Hatsur Tamim Paolo Ki Kol Drachav Mishpat. So Amar Rav Chana V'Yisema Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. My Dechsev, what does it mean when it says Erech Apayim V'lo Ksev Erech Af? Why does it say Erech Apayim and not Erech Af? It's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why doesn't it talk in the singular? Why does it talk in the plural? So Erech Af, Erech Apayim L'Sadikim L'Rishayim. No, because what it means is Erech Apayim for Tzadikim and Rishayim. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of dealing with people that's actually to their benefit, even if they don't see it at the time. So what does this mean? The Mefarshim explain as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure to pay Tzadikim Schar, not in Olam Haba, not in Olam Hazeh, rather in Olam Haba, to make sure that they get the most Schar in Olam Haba. By contrast, Rishayim, even though it appears that they don't deserve anything good to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that they get the reward in Olam Hazeh, so that they shouldn't get reward in Olam Haba. So why does it say Erech HaPayim? Because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his mercy differs between whether he's dealing with a tzaddik or whether he's dealing with a rasha. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Vayter, second line on Nun Amud Beis. Lo yisakel adam rishus al rishus harabim. A person shouldn't clear stones on his rishus into the rishus harabim. Ma'aseh adam echad, because you're making a stumbling block in the rishus harabim, right? So ma'aseh adam echad, there was a ma'aseh by a certain individual, shayim esakel rishus al rishus harabim. He was clearing stones from his rishus into rishus harabim. Umatzal chasid echad, and a chasid echad found this guy. He was clearing his stuff into the rishus harabim. Amar lo, he said to him, Reika, empty purse of him, ne'ma'ata mesakel rishus eino shalcha al rishus shalcha. Why are you putting things from a rishus that's not yours into a rishus that is yours? So Ligligalov, the guy laughed at him because it was backwards. He was putting something from his rishus into something that was not his rishus. Why did the chassid say that you're putting something from that which is not in your rishus to something that is your rishus? So liyamim nisrach limkar sadeu. Turns out the guy became destitute. He had to sell his field. Vayim halich bosa rishus harabim. And he was walking in that street where he cleared all his stones to. V'nichshal bosa navanim. And he tripped over those stones. Amar yafar malo osa chassid. Ah, the guy was right. In other words, why are you clearing from a rishus that is not yours, meaning that you were destined to lose, and you were clearing them into a rishus that is yours, meaning the only rishus that you would have is a rishus harabim, because he had an entitlement to be in the rishus harabim, and now he finally understood with the benefit of hindsight, in retrospect, what it was that the chassid was telling him. Okay, says now the next Mishnah. Chofer bar b'rishos harabim. If a person digs a pit in rishos harabim, menafel atocho shor chamor chayev, and a shor or a chamor fall into it, the guy is going to be chayev. And obviously the point is, same with other animals as well, but we're still talking about shor and chamor because those are our two favorite animals to pick on. So we give those examples all the time in the Mishnayos and the Gemara. So echad achofer bar shia chamara, you're going to be chayav whether you're digging a pit or a cistern or a squared off pit, charitzin, or like a trough or a trench, and itzin chayav, like a wedge-like pit, you're going to be chayav. Zimkein laman emar bar, so if you're chayav for digging all of these pits with the various geometric shapes, so why is it that when the Torah talks about digging a pit, it says only pit? So ma bor sheyesh ba kedei la'amis asor tvachim, af kol sheyesh ba la'amis asor tvachim. It's to teach me that no matter what shape I'm digging, I'm only going to be chayiv if I'm digging to a depth where it's roy to kill an animal. And what depth is that? 10 tvachim deep. So yipsuch p'chusa me asor tvachim, v'nafal esocho shorach hamor umeis, pater. If the pit is less than 10 tefachim deep and an animal falls in and dies, you're going to be potter. Why? Because the pit was not deep enough to cause death. Your pit did not cause the death. Bim hizik bo chayev. However, if it caused injury, then you're going to be chayev. Because yes, an animal can be injured if it falls to a depth of less than 10 tefachim, even though it cannot be killed if it falls to a depth of less than 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rav. Bar shechayev la Torah. Fundamental machlokas regarding a pit. The bar that the Torah said I'm chaya for, lahavolo velo lachavato, is only for the foul air in the pit, but not for the chavata. It's not for the impact. Alma ksavar chavata karka olam hu demaskale. Because Rav says that I can't be chaya for the impact, because the impact, it's not my ground. In other words, I dug the pit, but the ground on the bottom of the pit, that's the ground on the bottom of the pit. I didn't make that ground. That's stam the ground. That's karka olam. It's the ground of the earth. So I'm not going to be chayav for that. But Shmuel says la vola v'kolshkein lachavato. No. If I'm chayav for the foul air in the pit, kolshkein, I'm going to be chayav for the impact on the ground as well. Vim tomar, and if you want to say lachavato omar Torah v'lola volo. If you want to tell me that the Torah says that I'm chayev only for chavata and not for hevel and not for foul air, HaTorah ida labor, that Torah is made on a bar, vafilu mali svugen shel tzemer, that even if it is filled with, cotton balls on the bottom of the pit, you're still going to be chayev. Now, how can it be that I'm going to be chayev if an animal falls into a pit, if I put a mattress on the bottom of the pit to make sure that the animal doesn't have an impact? Elamai, it's obvious because I'm chayev also for hevel and not only for chavata. So my binayu, so what's the difference between them? Ika binayu, so the difference is the avad gova bershos rab. In other words, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? In other words, okay, so I'm chayev for a pit. Who cares whether it's for hevel or whether it's for chavata? So let's say I don't dig a pit, but I build up a pedestal in Rosh Hashanah that's 10 tefachim high, and an animal falls off that pedestal. So is the animal going to be am I going to be chayev for the animal's death, or am I not? Well, it depends. Am I chayev for the impact? I created a scenario where there's impact, then I'm going to be chayev. Or is it for hevel? Is it for foul air? Foul air is only in a hole. Foul air is not if I dig up a binyan in the Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara, the Rav Agova l'machayev. According to Rav, you're not going to be chayev for height because you're only chayev for hevel. L'Shmuel Agova nami mechayev. But Shmuel says for chavata, you're also going to be chayev if you dig a pedestal in Rishos Harabim. My time at the Rav. What's the reason for Rav that he says you're chayev for hevel? Demar Krav v'nafal achi ipol derech nefila. It's until you fall derech nefila. Rashi says that's face forward, and therefore you're exposed to the foul air of the pit. Ulushmuel v'nafal kol du mashma. Shmuel says v'nafal, doesn't matter whether you fall face first or whether you fall on your back. Any type of impact is what you're going to be is what you're going to be chaya for. Now it's important to point out that Rav says that you're chaya for hevel only in a barbershus arabim. Why? Because it can't be for the impact, because karka olam hiziku. However, if you dig the bar in your rishus, then you own the karka olam, so you would be chayev even for chavata. Tanan, imkein lama nemar bar, why does it say pit? Ma bar, sheish ba kadeh lamas asar tefachim, af kol sheish ba kadeh lamas asar tefachim. Because all these things, if they're 10 tefachim deep, you're going to be chayiv. Bishlam ala Shmuel, I understand according to Shmuel, af kol la suye gova. Af kol also comes to include not only a pit, but also an elevation. El la Rav, af kol la suye mai, but according to Rav, yeah, foul air is foul air. What does it mean, af kol? So, la suye charitzin and nitzin, to include these other types of trenches. Charitzin and Nitzin Behedya Ktani Lu. We learned these expressly in our Mishnah. So Tani Vadar Mefaresh. No, we learned it, but now we're explaining why you're Chayim. Vanu Kulu Diktani Lamali. Levadi Kulu Diktani Lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to expound and identify all these various types of pits? Ditana Bar, because if it only would have said Bar, Havamina Bar Asarahu Dis Be'avala, that I might have thought a round pit is the type of pit that has foul air if it's 10 tefachim deep, mishum de katan vechricha, because it's small and round. Aval shiach to arich, but a cistern which is longer, ema basara les bo avala. I might thought that if it's 10 tefachim deep, it doesn't have foul air. Vitana shiach, havamina shiach asaru dis be avala mishum de katan. I might have thought if it only said shiach, that a cistern does have foul air because it's narrow if it's 10 tefachim deep.
Avo ma'ara de marava. However, but a ma'ara which is squared off, ema basura lespa avala, I might think that if it's 10 tefachim deep, there's no foul air. Vitana ma'ara avamina ma'ara basaru dispe avala misham de metalala, because it's usually covered. Aval charitzin de la metalala, but charitzin, a trench which is not covered, I might think it doesn't have foul air. Ema basura lespa avala, vitana charitzin, and if and only would have told me charitzin, avamina charitzin asaru dispe avala misham de lespu ravicha, because it's no wider. Mila'el on top. It's not shaped like a triangle. Avol ne'itzim, but by ne'itzim, the ravichim el tfeim etatoi, where it's wider on top than it is on the bottom. Ema basara les bu'avola. I might have thought that there is no hevel. Kamash balon, that there is hevel in all these cases. Now, what about Shmuel? This is good according to Rav, who says that the chiyuv is because of Hevel. That's why I have to learn. How about Shmuel? Shmuel says the chiyuv is for Chavotav. The impact is the same impact, no matter what the shape of the pit is, right? So we could be metarais that according to Shmuel, we're talking about a situation where you put a mattress on the bottom of the pit. If you put a mattress on the bottom of the pit, you're not going to be chayav for Chavotav. You're also only going to be chayav for Hevel. And that's why, according to Shmuel, it also has to teach me all of these different shapes and sizes of pits. Hope everybody has a good day, an easy fast, a great Shabbos, and we will be back learning together. Well, I'll be here tomorrow, but we will be back learning together on the Zoom.